This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Live, you can bring up whatever you want here. That's what we do on this program. You can take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. That allows you to call in and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And tonight in the studio, you've got me, Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
And all right, you can bring up anything that you want. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. Of course, we always have stuff on deck to talk about. And coming up, a woman has divorced her husband over his vote for Donald Trump, apparently, or his support for Donald Trump. You're going to tell us about that, Melanie. Plus, Garth Brooks is in some hot water, the country music superstar.
Confusing his base.
About politics.
Yeah, apparently.
And we'll get into that, too. Of course, again, you can bring up whatever you want. Also, I wanted to start out, since we're talking, apparently we all have some somewhat politically oriented topics tonight. I saw this story over at Reason.com. About this CPAC thing. This is the Conservative Political Action Committee or something, or conference, or I don't know what it stands for.
I think it's committee.
It's a big conference that they have, you know, like a big, big hotel conference in D.C. And according to Reason.com's Billy Binion, some of these conservatives want to have the government give them more control over social media. They're mad because they've been booted off some of these platforms that are out there. And they, you know, rather than compete in the marketplace and, like, start their own platform or whatever, and to be fair, some of them have.
Right.
But others want to demand equal access to things like YouTube.
Okay, if we get into it, but where does
YouTube
that end?
Is not private, though.
It's been deemed to be.
What do you mean?
PragerU is not the end-all of what is and is not private.
Well, but they lost their case.
I have that story as well.
Oh, the PragerU case. Well, okay, well, they're
against
wrong.
Against YouTube. Okay, well.
Whoa, okay, hold on. So you're saying YouTube is not private? What do you mean? Because they have government, YouTube has like a government contract?
They're
something?
A subsidiary of Google, which is more or less a subsidiary of
the CIA.
Well, I mean, that's a pretty big claim. What are you saying that Google's revenues are significantly, like a big chunk of them are from the government?
They were bankrolled by the CIA in large part.
She's made this case before.
What? I don't know if I've heard the case before. Like, how large of a part are we talking about?
I don't know, like, dollar percentages, and I don't really care. You can, it's on, you can see this on InQtel.
Really? Okay, yeah. I don't know what that is.
It's more or less an organization or a government department, however you want to look at it, that bankrolls things that the government isn't allowed to bankroll, but the government 100% funds and controls it. It says, oh, this is our corporation that bankrolls things.
Right.
That we like.
Okay, so
That's a really high-end summary, but
yeah, a lot of companies take government contracts.
That's
so,
not at all the same. If you're selling...
You're talking about their investors in Google?
We can debate whether or not the word investor fits, but close enough.
Funding in some form or fashion from the CIA to Google for operations makes them a government entity. Therefore, any subsidiary of Google, in this case YouTube, is a part of that government entity and therefore is not a private entity, but rather public because of where the funding source comes from.
Even if YouTube is spun off on its own corporation that's related to Google?
Corporation is a piece of paper.
Right.
Like Google, like YouTube is a product of Google. It's not its own entity.
Why draw the line at being an investor versus having big contracts? Because Amazon has humongous contracts with the CIA and with FBI and with the military.
Because if you in general sell radios and the FBI is like, I'm placing an order for 100 radios, it's a lot harder to fight that, especially if you don't have customers in person and they just go to Amazon and, like, I click, okay, 100, add to cart. What are you supposed to do? Versus if the CIA walks up to you and says, hey, you want to develop Google Earth? Because I'd really like that to exist.
Mm-hmm.
Those are not the same.
I don't know if I agree with you. I mean, either way, you're trading something in return for money. You've got a contract with these people.
Well, they're also not trading. Well, that's also not true, because if you sell radios on Amazon, then you're trading radios for money. If the CIA is just like, hey, why don't you develop a product? Here's a grant.
That's kind of similar. They're saying, we want this thing. Here's some money so you can do this thing. Versus, we want to buy these things. Here's some money so you can send us the things that we want to buy. I mean, I don't really see any significant
difference. Once you sell 100 radios, you don't have them. Now you have 100 less radios.
Yeah, and you've got more money in the bank account that came from the government. So why give them a pass? I mean, if you're, I'm not saying that
I'm not
you're
even
wrong.
Necessarily give them. I'm not even necessarily saying give them a pass. And if you know 98% of your business comes from the feds, maybe you have a problem.
Is it 98% though?
It's,
I mean,
what,
aren't they a publicly traded company? Google, can't
yes.
you buy stocks?
Yes.
In Google.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I have not seen the numbers, and I suspect that if it's money coming from the CIA, you don't get the numbers on that sort of thing anyway, so it's probably a lot of speculation as far as how much
money
is
coming. Okay, but the CIA is directing, okay, Google, develop this program. Okay, Google, develop that program. Okay, Google, develop this program.
You're setting
you're
off people's
directed.
Phones all over the place right now.
Okay, well...
Sorry. Yeah, look, I'm not defending what Google's doing here. I just, are you, so you're saying that because the
CIA
gives...
If you are directed and funded by the CIA, you are not a private entity.
Mm.
That is my position. Okay. I think it's a completely...
So therefore, YouTube should allow anyone to post within legal framework, you know, whatever's legal to YouTube?
Yeah, if you're, the government is going to run a video sharing site, then they can't use content discrimination.
Is the government the one running YouTube?
Yes, because Google is the government.
Well, you said they were giving them money for
the
Google
government.
Earth. So that goes to one department of Google.
That's not
does it
how
go to the
money
whole Google?
Money's
works.
Fungible.
Sure. That's true.
If the CIA is funding and directing Google's operations, that makes Google not private. And since Google
can
only
you prove
owns YouTube,
that the CIA is funding and directing
yes.
Google's operations?
I can't prove it verbally, but I can like send you this website.
I want to take a different approach to the whole deplatforming thing, because my question is always, where does it end, right? Like, they're not allowed on social media, right, the conservatives, whatever that their claim is, so they get booted off. And then they say, okay, well, create your own social media platform. And then they do, right, and then they get booted off either from the domain host or the server company, right? And they say, well...
You're talking about Gab?
Could be Gab. I'm just saying in general, right? Mm-hmm. Like there's always another private organization down the line holding the keys to the kingdom for these entities that are, you know, could be despicable or otherwise just unpopular.
I would also argue that places like Twitter are guilty of fraud, because if you want to say this is my far left platform, I allow far left speech on my far left platform. Go ahead, but if you say this is my free speech platform or this is my platform, you can post anything that's not, you know, violent, graphic, or stuff along those lines.
Which kind of used to be Twitter.
And that's not the case. You're committing fraud about what your product is, and that's a problem.
Is Twitter CIA funded?
Not that I know of. As far as I know, Twitter is private, so I treat it like it is.
Okay, so in that case... You wouldn't support the government mandating that Twitter allow everyone to post there?
No.
But you do support the mandate of YouTube allowing everyone to post there?
Yes.
Interesting. All right, so toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, I think that, you know, it's a pretty... And I understand your argument. I don't know, again, what the statistics are as far as what kind of funding goes to them. But presuming that a significant amount of funding does go to them, I think you have a strong argument in that case. But I would still say that these conservatives better be careful what they wish for.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I mean, it might be a better... It might be a better strategy for you to go to Gab instead of whining to Congress.
Yeah, because if you want to create and we haven't even gotten into what they're saying here yet, but if you want to create a government power to control social media, then you're going to be letting them into an area of control that they've never had before. And that is not going to go well for freedom of speech in the future. 855-450, free like freedom. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org. Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and it's the live Live Sunday edition here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms open and available to you at discord.lrn.fm. So hop into one of those. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. It's Ian.
Richard Rich.
And Melanie.
All right. So we've been talking about this supposed, I guess, some conservatives are now taking to the stage at this Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC. This is a massive conference that they have on a yearly basis in D.C. for people on the right. And they're mad, apparently, about being deplatformed. And I can understand. That's a frustrating thing to have somebody pull a carpet out from underneath you. You know, you thought you were fine with your hosting plan or your social media presence, and then all of a sudden somebody who's in an administrative role at that organization decides you don't have a platform anymore, and it's gone. And that's, you know, that's frustrating because you might have had an audience built up and you feel like you should be able to reach those people, but it wasn't your platform, so you don't get to decide those things. Well, now apparently some people at this CPAC are saying they want the government to get involved, and I think that's a huge problem. We'll get into that coming up here. Are you 100% sure you're going to have a great retirement, or do you have some doubts? Tom Young is the author and founder of the CFO Project. He can show you how to be debt-free in 9 years or less, including your mortgage, without spending a single dollar more. With the current state of the federal debt at $23 trillion and the unfunded liabilities at $127 trillion, you can't wait to take control of your money. So don't let your retirement savings be used to bail out the government. Instead of building a plan, Tom can show you how to create strategies now to save money without penalties and as little government involvement as possible. His new book, The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, will show you exactly how to build wealth and eliminate debt at the same time. You can get your free copy at CFO-project.com. Invest in yourself and your family today. Get your free copy of The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, at CFO-project.com. We go to the phones to Penguin, calling us from Virginia, listening online. Go ahead, Penguin.
Yeah, listening on the listen line is not terrible. I mean, you know, it's got our options, but I wanted to call. I just tuned in, and okay. First of all, I want to say that I'm with Melanie, and I think Rich is in this camp on the idea that Google and Amazon getting so much funding and having so much contracts with government entities like CIA and stuff and such, that definitely makes them sort of in many ways an arm of the state.
I'm not in that camp, by the way. I just understand the argument.
And I don't I can't say either way on Amazon. I don't have that kind of info on Amazon.
I've heard you might check with the Discord. There might be somebody talking about it right now, depending on the topic. I've heard that quite a few times from a guy I know.
Amazon has mega money contracts with various different federal agencies for hosting services on their
AWS platform,
EC2 or whatever.
AWS. It's all that. It's not the retail. It's the AWS. That's where they make their profit. Yeah. Well, that's where they make their profit. They didn't turn a profit off of their retail stuff.
Really?
Yeah, I like that argument. Yes, well, they didn't until they started doing the AWS with the CIA and government entities, from what I've been told.
Okay.
But I want to it's just been a lot of investment, like all these tech companies, but they get their massive
If
government.
They're not profiting off of their retail arm, why do it?
Well, same reason with Uber and Lyft, it's all R&D and trying to, I don't know. I don't know how these big tech companies work, but it's the same with a lot of them.
Amazon wasn't profitable for like a decade to begin with.
Uh-huh.
Like it was all, like you said, seed money, investment money, venture capital to launch what they wanted to be like the end vision. And in Amazon's case, I think the quote is something like, we want a percentage of every retail that transaction that happens in the world.
Yes, pretty crazy. And I like the argument anyway. They're kind of an arm of the state for such reasons, more so than most entities, which I'm a big, believer in big business and state-granted monopolies. But especially for these organizations, it's very Rothbardian. Like he's made some really good arguments like that. But I mean, at the same time, you've got a lot of people that use a lot of these social media platforms, and we've got to say something. Are we saying that these people that are banned are they're just banned for having conservative or right of center views? Because that's really not what I see. What I see, is that there's a certain amount of content moderation. I guess people want to have to have their kids and stuff, be comfortable with their kids and stuff using the things.
Well, so, yeah, see, that's a parent job. If Facebook, YouTube, whoever says, any private entity at least says, this is a G-rated platform, then that's what it should be. If they say this is an R-rated platform, well, then that's what it gets to be. And if you don't want your kids on it, then but don't have them on it.
YouTube has YouTube Kids.
But there's plenty of fringe and controversial and really, really fringe and controversial content on YouTube. I think it really kind of, well, I understand, takes a lot to get the quote-unquote censored from some of these sites. Are these really conservatives? Are these, you know, Nazis, to be honest with you?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not in the conservative movement, so I don't have a laundry list of all the different people that have been deplatformed.
Well, let's stick with PragerU then. Because you have the article for PragerU, right?
Yeah,
PragerU,
I know Dennis Prager is. He's a talk show host.
Right, but he's a conservative talk show host. I don't think he's ever identified as a Nazi.
Yeah, I've seen some of their stuff, and they're not anything beyond just conservatives.
Okay, so even more so then, so you have this conservative Jewish talk show host, right, who has his own website, his own video content, who was deplatformed by YouTube, sued YouTube because he shouldn't have been able to, you know, they shouldn't have been able to deplatform, and he lost that case because YouTube is a private entity and gets to allow which content appears on their site.
So you're going to advocate that there is some kind of right to speak on YouTube. Does anybody have a right?
I don't think he's advocating that.
No, I'm not. I'm not advocating that.
Prager, you advocated that, and I will advocate that in the case of YouTube because YouTube is not private. I will not advocate that for a private website.
But you're making the claim that it's not just conservatives or it's not conservatives that are getting deplatformed. It's ultra conservatives or Nazis, as you said. And I don't think Prager falls into that camp. And he's the most highest profile case right now.
I don't consider fascists and Nazis to be ultra-conservatives. They're a lot more than just ultra-conservatives, but like, or even they're not even really ultra-conservatives. But my question is, do you know what the trigger you got deplatformed for? I may have missed that.
I do not have the details in front of me.
I mean, because they have pretty, from what I understand, they have pretty clear-cut rules, because a lot of stuff seems to go. I mean, I know people who look at a lot of pretty content. I mean, is it Molyneux still on YouTube? And he said some pretty controversial things. I mean,
Molyneux is on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of these people that are pretty controversial, Paul Joseph Watson, and all these people that say pretty harsh things about, you know, immigrants and other cultures than their own and groups and such. I mean, if you know, there's ground rules, and I guess you supposedly agree with that when you put your content up there.
According to the story at the BBC, I don't know a whole lot of, you know, what happened with this PragerU thing. This is the first I've heard of it, honestly. It says here that YouTube had removed advertising from dozens of videos that present right-wing views, setting some of them to, quote, restricted mode, unquote, for adult viewing only. So are they actually even arguing that the channel itself was taken down? Did that happen, or did PragerU decide that because they couldn't make money off the ad revenue anymore, that was enough for them and they left the platform? How did it go down? It's Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556, or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With the first coronavirus death in the United States, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said they are still investigating how he got the virus.
This individual was in the hospital out in Washington, and we do not know how he contracted the virus yet. And so that's why we and the state of Washington are deployed out there to try to trace who he had contact with and how he might have gotten the virus.
There are currently 71 confirmed cases of the coronavirus in the United States, and the first coronavirus death was yesterday. Secretary Azar feels the United States is doing everything they can.
The risk to average Americans remains low. We are working to keep it low. We will see more transmission of cases in the United States. We've got the finest public health system in the world here. This is what we do.
President Trump has also sought to reassure the country the risk to Americans remains low. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So, looking a little deeper into this PragerU thing, again, I didn't know anything about this until tonight, until I saw this story over at Reason.com, where apparently there was a lawsuit. I'm sorry, the Reason story we haven't gotten into. It's about Reason stories about CPAC and conservatives whining that they're being deplatformed. But apparently, Dennis Prager, who's a talk show host, did more than just whine. He filed a lawsuit against YouTube because they supposedly censored him, but I don't see any evidence of that happening here. They appear to have a healthy YouTube channel with 2.42 million subscribers.
So it could be the term shadow banning then, right?
Videos have been uploaded, multiple videos over the last week. It looks like they're doing about one video every day. Okay. So there's regular content being uploaded. The last one was within the last 10 hours. So they haven't stopped using YouTube as a platform while they're suing YouTube, claiming that they've been deplatformed. According to the BBC, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in favor of YouTube, saying that the Constitution's First Amendment does not apply to YouTube as they are a private company. Now, Melanie, you're disputing that. You're saying that YouTube is not a private company because they get a lot of money from government.
Well, it's not just because they get a lot of money from government, because they were bankrolled from by the CIA and directed on what to do by the CIA.
Those are interesting allegations. I don't know if it's true when it comes to YouTube, because Google didn't start YouTube.
They did buy it, though.
They did buy it. That much is true. Edge Wallet, by the way, is a way for you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Ethereum, Bitcoin SV, the original Bitcoin BTC. They've got various Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, Ravencoin, and others over at Edge. You can secure your freedom. It's a veteran team building wallets since 2014 to do great work at Edge. Go to edge.app to get more information about Edge, or just go to the iOS or Android App Store and download Edge Wallet tonight and get started. It's super easy. It's a great wallet for new users or experienced users alike. I'm very experienced when it comes to crypto, and I use Edge Wallet almost every day to spend crypto. Edge.app. So we continue here. Penguin is still on the line with us here in Virginia. But again, according to the story here, and the BBC is reporting on this, YouTube simply removed advertising from PragerU's videos. I don't even know if they are saying that they actually had videos deleted. At least it's not said in this particular story. They're complaining because they were blocked for advertising dollars. And according to this, they also set some of the videos to restricted mode, meaning that you have to click that you're an adult in order to watch the video. Now, I don't know what videos they did that to. Are they doing it simply because they're conservatives? I don't know. And ultimately, I don't care. I come from the perspective that it is not a government platform, that it's, you know, a private company. It sounds like they're getting some government money, but we don't know how much. So there are some question marks there. But ultimately, it sounds like a bunch of whining to me. You got revenue coming in from YouTube, and then they stop your revenue, and that sucks. And it's not just PragerU that it happens to. It's happened to a lot of people. I've got this one of these video game review channels, or kind of like a Let's Play channel. It's called MXR Plays. And it's this little Asian guy in California with his hot Asian girlfriend, and they play video games and comment on things. And he did, like, a bunch of Fallout 4 and Fallout Skyrim. These are popular video games. They do mod reviews, so they review tons of these different mods, and some of them are a little racy, like, you know, topless women or whatever. So they put the blurs over the sexy parts. But for YouTube, that's not enough. And you can't have, like, curse words apparently now. Otherwise, you get considered to be an adult content. So, like, there's certain triggers that the YouTube algorithm robot looks for. If it catches too many curse words, or if it catches too much skin, you know, being shown or whatever. Like, they have ways where it's not a human being necessarily that goes through these videos.
Somebody did a really funny thing where they posted, like, a picture of a video of just, like, a hand.
Just because it got removed. So much skin?
It got removed for nudity because it was... It went over whatever percentage skin.
Right. So, so these guys got deplatformed. Not totally deplatformed, but they got demonetized.
Right.
So it was one of the primary ways they were making money, was for some number of years. They were doing very well, because their videos regularly get hundreds of thousands of views. And so they would get paid pretty well on this. And then all of a sudden, now their videos are mature content only. And they don't get the same amount of advertising dollars. They might get some, but it's not what it was. And so they had to, like, start a Patreon and start looking for other ways to bring revenue.
Which there are ample.
Yeah.
Right? It's not like YouTube is a monopoly and the only place you can post videos.
No, but it is sort of this, you know, who moved my cheese kind of thing of, well, hey, things were the way they were as long as they were, and I like the way they were. Well, now they've changed. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
And that's what happened to PragerU. So they sued. They filed suit in court, and now it sounds like they want to appeal, because this was just the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, so they could still go up to the Supreme Court from here. And I wonder, again, I'm not that familiar with the case, and I'm not saying in Penguin. You're still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you familiar with what PragerU's argument was? Did they use Melanie's argument in court saying, well, YouTube gets a bunch of money from the government, so therefore they're no longer a private company. They've essentially become converted into a government arm. Did they use that argument? Do you know?
I have no idea, and I'm not on a PC or anything, but I'd wonder that too. I don't know if you have time to look it up.
Neither that nor my argument would be illegal.
It wouldn't fly in court.
No.
Why?
What do you mean why?
Like, what's the reason? I mean, if you can successfully say, hey, these guys are majority funded by the government, they're effectively a government arm, that's not, well, like, why would that
argument
not?
Well, the purpose of having, like, your own shadow corporations is not so you can go back into your own court and admit that they're shadow corporations.
Yeah, we might agree, but, like, you know, that's not necessarily what they're going to decree. You have to, you know, the rules you have to go by. If they have the, you know, you know, I hate to say it, like Rothbard said, I'm just running out of me in the state. Like, you know, the state is the arbiter of the limits of its own power. Pretty much it has to be to fully function as a state. So, yeah, exactly what Melanie said.
One of the arguments that could come up with the YouTube case is the same one that was brought forth with Facebook, and that is, are they a platform or are they a publisher? If they're curating content and editing out things from the platform, right, that makes them a publisher, and they can do that, right?
Because of the U.S. code.
Okay. If they're just a platform and anything goes, right, then they're no longer responsible for the stuff that goes up on the platform and therefore shouldn't be able to censor it.
Well, I think they should be able to censor anything if it's their private platform or if they're a publisher. It's my platform, damn it. I'll tell you whether or not I'm going to let you on it. LRN, it's a platform. Liberty Radio Network, it's a place where libertarians get to have their, you know, their shows heard by people. But if you go off the rails, I'm taking you off.
Well, that also makes it a publishing platform for you. You are the publisher of the content.
So what's the difference?
The censorship aspect of it. Like, that's the case that was made with Facebook. It was whether or not they have the right as a publisher to censor content, yeah, or if they're just an open platform to host the content.
But they're neither. Well, I mean, maybe they're both, but they're not open because they're private. So if it's a platform, it's still a private platform. I've never understood this argument.
So that's illegal. I mean, I don't think you're making a moral argument.
No, not at all.
To me, it would not be. The legal arguments, they have to pick what they want to be and go with one. So they can be a publisher who can take off and put on anything they want, but then they're liable for the content that's there. Mm. Or they can be a platform and allow not literally everything. They can have, like, rules of conduct, but they can't have content restrictions as if they were...
Why not?
But they're not liable for the content.
But then they're not liable for the content that's on there.
Like, if you put something illegal up on Facebook as a platform, you, the content uploader, are liable. Facebook is not. If they take the stance that they're a publisher who can censor the content that goes up, then they become legally liable for all the content that gets published on their platform.
Okay, but why can't I have a platform where I say what can get published on the platform?
Because you don't have enough tanks to do that.
Well, you do. You do. But as far as Liberty Radio Network is concerned, if you're the publisher, uh-huh, right, and you create the content, legally you're liable for anything that gets published on LRN.com.
No. Thank you for the call tonight, Penguin. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. But I don't know what content is published on LRN. So
you just better stick
good luck getting blood out of the stone.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal.
Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want here. The number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Lots of great features there. If you want to support what we do, you can do that like Liberate Uppus, who is a Free Talk Live amp silver, meaning that Liberate Opus gives $5 a month to the AMP program, or maybe it's Opus, Opies?
Opus?
O-P-E-S, Opus.
Opes.
Ops.
Opes. Liberty Opes?
Liberty Opes, that sounds good. Liberty Opes, or Liberate Opes. He gives, or she gives $5 a month to the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. You can do the same thing and help us get on more radio stations. Oh, that reminds me, we've actually got a couple new stations to announce here tonight. We've actually had a couple, almost all the stations that have come on in the month of February have joined our Sunday show.
Nice.
So you guys must be doing something right.
Is that 211 or 212 now then?
209.
209. Oh, I thought it was like 209 the other day.
Which is a record high.
Okay.
So, actually... You know what? I don't know if I finished adding the stations. I think I did. It's been a busy weekend.
Congratulations.
But thank you to News Talk 1010 WCSI and 98.1 FM. They're located in Columbus, Indiana, and they have been joined us for the last couple of weeks. So this isn't their first weekend, but it's the first one where I get to say hello on the air to our news stations there in the Columbus, Indiana area. Again, WCSI 1010 and their FM translator at 98.1. And yes, I did add them to the website. So, yeah, 209. That's our current number. Because, you know, sometimes we lose a couple, Richie. Sometimes stations go off the air or they change formats. And although we haven't actually lost a couple in I think the last time we lost one was in November.
Okay. Well, so. I typically listen to a handful of the podcasts throughout the week, and I thought I heard you announce 209 like a night or two ago.
Yeah. Well, I mean, okay. They've been on. It's just tonight I'm welcoming them,
gotcha.
So that would explain it. Yeah. Because I don't want
two more. I'm like, two more. Sweet.
Yeah. I don't want to say welcome if they're not listening, right? Because they're only on Sundays. So welcome aboard. And if you want to try the show out, we are live there in Columbus. So, you know, we're open phones. You can call in. You can bring up absolutely whatever's on your mind. Our toll free number is 855-450-450. Free. And again, thanks to Liberate Opus and the other Free Talk Live amplifiers who have made it possible for us to be on as many stations as we are. And you can join the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. You get some bonuses like access to the AMP-only Facebook group. There's also AMP and supporters discussion rooms on our Discord forums, or rather Discord chat rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. But please, get signed up. You can use credit card. You can use PayPal. You can use Bitcoin, BTC, at amp.freetalklive.com. So we are just generally talking about this whole deplatforming claim. PragerU, which is a YouTube channel for Dennis Prager's university or whatever it is, some sort of conservative think tank or whatever educational platform. They were targeted by YouTube, apparently, but not actually taken down. The channel's up. The channel's still going. They're still posting videos to it. So obviously they still value whatever level of platform YouTube has decided to give them, or publisher or whatever. I'm still not sure what the
difference
is.
As far as market share, it's probably still best to be on YouTube, even if you're also publishing elsewhere.
And I don't know if they're publishing elsewhere. I haven't looked into that. I presume that they got smart and tried to, you know, expand to other platforms once they realized that they were in some jeopardy.
Especially if you can file a lawsuit against the current host.
Because they can afford it, right? They can file a lawsuit. They can afford to move to a different host. But they apparently had advertising removed from dozens of videos presenting right-wing views, some of them restricted, set to restricted mode for adult viewing only. The channel's part of a nonprofit founded by conservative radio host Dennis Prager, has about 2.5 million subscribers and has attracted significant criticism for its videos, including ones on harnessing masculine aggression and the nature of Islam. This report, according to the BBC, PragerU argued that YouTube's size and power meant that the world's biggest video platform was effectively a public space, and it was censoring conservative viewpoints. But the court decided on a straightforward application of the First Amendment and dismissed the appeal.
Okay, I don't know if that's a fair summary of what they, and I know you don't either, of what they actually said, but if that's what they actually said, they're insane.
The court or the
PragerU?
Okay.
But I haven't read the filing, so I don't know what they in fact said.
Well, and we'll get into what these conservatives, they're crying about, saying they want government to take over social media, which I think is a incredibly scary idea. We can talk about that further.
That comes from the other side, too, right? Because, again, we go back to Facebook because they're the biggest social media platform right now, right? Looking for government to regulate them so that they have, you know, state rules to abide by when it relates to these types of situations. Right. Tell us what we're regulate us so we know what we're allowed to do and what we're not allowed to do.
They were asking for that, weren't they?
And that also, with, you know, depending if they get to write the rules, would help to stifle competition from cropping up because they'd be, you know, beholden to the same rules and Facebook can fund, you know, the operations, whereas startups like, you know, you mentioned Gab earlier, may not be able to.
The court ruled, said, quote, despite YouTube's ubiquity and its role as a public-facing platform, it remains a private forum, not a public forum. So I tend to agree with this. I don't know, you know, you guys are talking about this platform versus publisher thing, and here you've got the court using the word platform and acknowledging that you can have a private platform where you get to set rules as far as who gets to go on it.
You can, but then you're liable for what gets said. Now, you could be a platform, that's fine.
But why couldn't you just disclaim liability?
Well, okay.
Because that's not how the law is written. So I'm not agreeing with the law. I'm just telling you what it is.
The platform aspect, as we were discussing during the break, Melanie, was whether or not it's equally applied with liberal channels versus conservative channels. And as a platform, right, if they're demonetizing and censoring content from conservative channels that they aren't otherwise censoring on liberal or, you know, lefty channels, right, then there would be some sort of case potentially to be made that they're not given equal access on
the platform. Tried to make that case, and they failed.
Okay.
So here you've got a court ruling that they're a platform, and they can still make decisions for themselves.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if that makes them liable for the content all of a sudden, but they're still letting the content go. So maybe they're not that worried. I don't know. It's all very confusing to me. I just don't understand how you can be held liable for something that you don't even know what's there. Isn't there an exemption in the Communications Decency Act?
Yeah, you can be a platform and then you don't censor based on content. And then you're not liable.
Otherwise, you're the publisher and then you are liable. So, yeah. the platforms the companies, YouTube, Facebook,
but then why,
whatever.
If that were true, why didn't the court rule in favor of Prager University?
Because Prager University is not suing YouTube or was not suing YouTube for a defamation or a libel lawsuit. They were selling them for equal access. You don't get to demand the equal access. If they don't give equal access, then they are liable. Prager, you wouldn't have standing for that claim because YouTube presumably didn't defame or libel PragerU, as far as I know, and they weren't claiming it. So
you're saying you're saying YouTube is now liable for PragerU's content because they're a platform or a publisher?
I don't know that whether or not they were using content restriction was even an issue in this case. It doesn't sound, based on what you read, it doesn't sound like it even was, but they can do that. But then they're a publisher.
Mm-hmm.
And then therefore liable for what they publish.
The court used the word platform to describe them.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, normally what the court says matters a lot.
I would think.
Legal land.
It's possible that PragerU filed their lawsuit and just misapplied the legal proceedings. The proceedings? Right? They did not file the correct lawsuit to get the end result that they wanted.
According to the story at the BBC, this is Jim Killock from the Open Rights Group saying the ruling was uncontroversial and followed established interpretations of free speech law. He said further, the case reflected the problem with content moderation with large companies such as Facebook and Google. Much of the dispute centers around content that is perfectly legal but upsetting to some groups. He highlighted a model of content moderation recently announced by Facebook, where an independent oversight board will have the power to overrule the company's decisions. It'll be led by British human rights expert Thomas Hughes, who said the board is committed to protecting free expression and human rights. He said, quote, the problem is they're so large, any restriction affects a large number of people. Setting the boundaries is a very complex topic. They do become de facto public spaces, and whatever decision they come to will be controversial, he says. So what are the conservatives saying about this? They have their CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, which is their massive gathering, according to Reason.com. CPAC has the power to drive messaging within the Republican Party, and this year's meeting, replete with anti-tech sentiment, will be no different. A source familiar with the conference's planning process tells Reason that some conservatives during plenary sessions voiced their opposition to the big tech hostility, yet the organizers apparently ignored those concerns. Plenty of conservatives still hold tightly to free speech, absolutism, and limited government, but anyone watching CPAC could easily forget that. We'll find out what they had to say coming up here in moments about letting the government in to regulate companies like YouTube and Facebook and other social media. Coming up.
Our history classes start teaching the Constitution around 1776 or even later. The foundation of our Constitution goes deeper than that. Without examining the context that gave America its principles and its founding documents, we cannot understand the foundation of our liberty and our constitutional republic. Liberty First University teaches online classes in a way that all ages find compelling and understandable, from middle school to law school. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? the client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.